This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian President Putin has to be stunningly disappointed in the performance of his military in Ukraine. That's what Robert Gates says, a former CIA director and former defense secretary. And this morning, President Biden is announcing a deal with Europe that's intended to hit Putin's Russia in the pocketbook. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Biden, before leaving Brussels, announces a deal with the European Commission to increase the U.S. supplies of liquefied natural gas.
15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
It's part of the effort to take away energy profits from Russia, but also
the catalyst that will drive the investments we need to double down on our clean energy goals and accelerate progress toward our net zero emissions future.
Helping Europe switch from fossil fuels to renewable energy sources.
Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman nominated to become a Supreme Court justice, appears on track to be confirmed by the Senate. But the leading Senate Republican says he won't vote for her. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Among other issues, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell bashed Jackson for refusing to take a position on the high court size, with some liberal advocacy groups pushing for adding justices to offset the Trump era's three conservative additions.
Judge Jackson was the court packer's pick. And she testified like it.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Durbin remembers McConnell himself altering the court's composition after Antonin Scalia's death by refusing to allow Barack Obama's pick to even get a vote.
So when it comes to moving the numbers of justices, he has retired the trophy in modern times.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas is $4.24 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The Oscars are Sunday. Here's a preview of what to expect as Hollywood celebrates itself.
After a delay and change of venue for last year's ceremony, the 94th Academy Awards make a return to the Dolby Theater and the usual February or March ceremony date. The Academy is also hoping for another type of return by viewers. Last year's show was the least watched Oscars ever. It's been an ongoing downward trend for all award shows lately, and after all the winners are announced on Sunday, we will see whether viewership will have trended upward again. Regina Hall, Amy Schumer, and Wanda Sykes will co-host after the show went without an MC for the past 3 years. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A Massachusetts man says he's got the answer for those high gas prices, an electric unicycle. No seat or handlebars, just places for your feet. It can go 40 miles per hour. It gets about 80 miles on one charge, he says. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.